Welcome to the Hills Baptist Podcast. We're so glad you're joining us as we see Jesus glorified, lives transformed, and hope revealed in the Adelaide Hills and beyond. We hope you enjoy this message.
Matthew 1, verse 1. A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez, the father of Hezron, Hezron, the father of Ram, Ram, the father of Amminadab, Amminadab, the father of Nahshon, Nahshon, the father of Salmon, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa, and Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram, and Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham, and Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon, and Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah, and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel, the father of Abiad. Abiad, the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim, the father of Azor, and Azor, the father of Zadok, and Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliud, and Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan, and Mathan, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Thus, there were 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from exile to the Christ.
Brilliant job. Oh, wow. Well done. So we're, throughout the year, we've been going through a series, Come and See, and today we're in a series, Come and See Christmas. And we picked, of all the different Christmas passages, the genealogy of Jesus. And you think, what? Why would you possibly do that? Well, genealogies have a lot to say about people. My grandpa was Douglas Stott, recently passed away, unfortunately, but he was the principal of St. Peter's Girls. He was head prefect of St. Peter's Boys. He brought in a lot of change in education in South Australia, was one of the first schools to introduce technology and use computers in things. And I have a rich legacy from my grandpa, which is my curly hair and my son's curly hair. We have beautiful hair, which is the legacy of my grandpa, Papa, as we affectionately call him. Because where we come from informs who we are and where we're going. And in particularly, even more so in Jesus' time, where we come from informs who we are and where we are going and what are we doing, what are we here for. And that was much more significant in Jesus' time than we might think about it in our time today. And Matthew begins his account of Jesus' life with a genealogy. And there's a few things to observe. The first, that he keeps on this mention of 14. What's the point of 14? And it's because there's actually a lot of significance with the number 14 and how it relates to King David. And that is to go a bit quicker than what I planned, is it's the letter of the name. So every letter, a dalet, a vav, and a dalet, is those Hebrew words, actually working right to left, is effectively DVD, or David. The letters, the numeric value of those letters, the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, is 4, 6, plus 4. Now, quick, kids, what is 4 plus 6 plus 4? 14. It's easy. 14. Hebrew maths is super easy. 14. So right from the bat, Matthew is making this big deal of number 14. 14 generations for Abraham to David, then David to the exile, then the exile to Jesus. 14, 14, 14. It's all pointing to Jesus is David. It's the lineage of King David, the one who will fulfill the purpose of King David. He's the Messiah. He's the promised king. And each of these three sections each have something special to teach us about who Jesus is and what he's come to do. Now, I'm going to go through all three tonight, not now. I'm only going to go through the first one because we are short on time. But for this, I need help from some volunteers. I need 17 volunteers, I believe, but we'll call them up one at a time. And we'll run through this genealogy again. So can we have an Abraham? Abraham. Well, let's go. Pat? Pat, you can be Abraham. So we've got a few female roles throughout that we'll need some volunteers for. So I've got and some helpful images to help us remember. So you go, Pat, you can hold that and hold it nice and high. So Abraham. There you go. Come on, yeah, I've got my assistant there. Then we have, who was after Abraham? Isaac, and it's I and Sack. Isaac. 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 Noah, do you want to come up? You can be Isaac. There you go. Now, Abraham was given a promise. He was promised by God that God would establish a great nation. The promise came through Abraham. But then Abraham didn't really trust God. He made some mistakes. He made some mistakes. And Isaac, the same, made very similar mistakes. And the next one, and this images are a little bit more cryptic, there's Jacob. Blue Jacob. We've got a volunteer up here. Sorry, I don't know your name. Do you want to come and hold this one for us? Jimmy? This is a Blue Jay Corncob. Jacob. And then I gave up on the pictures. The next one is Judah. Yeah, Joe? Then we got Judah. Now, Judah was a very interesting person. He was the fourth. He wasn't the first son. He was the fourth son of Isaac. Oh, sorry, of Jacob. Jacob. He was involved in the selling of Joseph to the Egyptians, to the traders that led Joseph to the Egyptians. He was. He also neglected his family, and ended up doing something quite unfortunate, and to be frank, quite horrible with his daughter-in-law Tamar. And Tamar is included in here in Jesus' genealogy. And if you want to read about that, it's Genesis 37, I think. Yes. Mabel. Is that right? Yes. No, Maya, sorry. I was so close. But now you're Tamar. So Tamar, who was very much a victim, and some really sad, unfortunate things, but she's included. There's this hint of brokenness in this genealogy. Then there's Perez. Perez? Do we have a Perez? Yes, come on. What's that? Sophie, if you're happy to, maybe with mum. There we have a Perez. We've got lots more. We need as much help as we can get. So Perez was the son of Judah and Tamar. Have a think about that, adults. And kids, you don't need to worry about the details of that. But that, like, that says something, doesn't it? About it, there's a lot of brokenness. A lot of muckiness. Then after Perez, there's Hezron. It's Hezron. Do we have a Hezron? Yep. Yeah, come on down. Hezron was the son of Perez. And then I got inspired again. We got Ram. Yeah, come on. This one was easy to do. There you go. Do you want to maybe start at the other end again, just so we got enough space? And then we've got a mini dab. You can see it. A mini dab. Who knows what a dab is? Yeah, come on. I love it. Yeah. Go, Josh. Just a mini one, though. Thank you. You can hold that over there. In the line, a mini dab. Then we've got Nashon. Nashon, do we have a Nashon? Anyone? Or maybe someone can hold two. Or yes, yes, come on down. And all your friends that volunteered, you can also volunteer themselves. Thank you. We've got Nashon. Then we got Salmon. Salmon, also known as salmon. Do we have a salmon? Yep, yep, out the back there. There we go, we got Salmon. Salmon, also included with Salmon was Rahab, who was from a different nation, was not from Israel, from a different nation. And she had a very questionable job, a very questionable 18 plus job, which suggests a lot. But again, but she was someone who, even though she wasn't part of the people of Israel, she helped the people of Israel. Quite a significant role in Israel's history. Yet, she was from a questionable occupation and not even from Israel. Then we, so that's Rahab. So we've got a Rahab. Thank you, Indy. We got a Rahab. And then after Rahab, we have... So, Salmon and... did I get that in the right order? Anyway. What's up here? Yeah, Salmon and Rahab had Boaz. Boaz, yes. There you go. Boaz. The kinsman redeemer from... Go down there, yeah. But Boaz married Ruth. Here you go. This is my namesake, Nick Van Ruth. Ruth. Now, Ruth also was from a different nation, a different people, and yet is included in God's family. And they had Obed. I could have done this, but I didn't think of it until just now. What an image. Yeah, Obed, thank you. You can use your imagination to consider what that might say. And then we had Jesse, who had, I think it was 12 sons or 14 sons, and put them all out for Samuel the prophet, for who might be king, and yet didn't even, like, forgot about his last son, David. Like, couldn't even get that right. And then after Jesse, we have King David. Yeah, yeah, come on. That's all right. There'll be more. We'll do it again tonight for anyone who's coming tonight, Josh. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Toby. So we have King David. And just to dip into the next group of 14, King David, it mentions the one who he had a child with, Uriah's wife. So someone else's wife. Who Uriah he had killed. So there's a lot of brokenness and a lot of messiness, a lot of hurt in this genealogy. And, you know, I shared at the start someone in my line that I'm very proud of and very excited to say I'm related to. I don't know who would want to say they're related to most of these people. The characters, not the people. And yet, that's telling us something, isn't it? That Matthew includes all these generations. It's telling us that Jesus has come from brokenness. That the Messiah and God's kingdom doesn't come because of perfection. Because you will not find it amongst Jesus' ancestors. You will not find it amongst us. The promise does not come by perfection. It comes by the promised king. It comes by Jesus. Jesus is the one who's come to fulfill God's promise. And so what does that mean for us? What does it mean for us to be in Jesus' family? To be part of Jesus' lineage? It means it's okay to not be okay. We don't have to have it all together to be in Jesus' family. Because look at this crew. What we need is Jesus. It's okay to not be okay because Jesus came from brokenness and he came to heal brokenness, to save us from brokenness, to redeem us from brokenness. That's why what he's come to do. And so if you're here today and you feel too broken, too sinful, too hurt to be part of God's family, the genealogy says, well, that's not what makes you part of God's family, because look how many people are broken. Look how many people are hurt in his lineage. What makes us part of Jesus' family is Jesus, putting our trust in him and what he's come to do and what he's done for us, particularly this Christmas. We can think about that. Why don't we finish? Let's give a hand to all our wonderful volunteers. Do you want to, hand back the... do you want to... can we give all the sheets to Indy? She can collect them for me. Thank you. While they're doing that, I'll invite the band up and let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you that you are a God who loves us no matter what. And Lord, I pray for all of us who might feel hurt or broken or not worthy of your goodness, not worthy of your grace, not worthy to be part of your kingdom. Lord, we pray that all of us would know that we are part of your kingdom, not because of what we bring, but because of what Jesus has done for us. And Lord, particularly as we come into Christmas, we pray we would reflect on that gift, that opportunity, that grace that you show us, especially at Christmas. We thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Hills Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to partner with us in developing and equipping passionate disciples who love God, love people, and boldly share the gospel, you can do that at hillsbaptist.com/giving. We pray this message has empowered you to live and love more like Jesus. Have an amazing day.